When you started your podcast, I bet you probably expected it to help market your business, bring in leads, make more sales, sign clients. But somewhere along the way, I have a feeling that didn't happen, or it's not happening. You are making sure to publish consistently or whenever you can. You are, you know, showing up however in whichever way you are, and yet the ROI just isn't happening for you. This episode is for business owners who already know how to create content, but you want your podcast to function as an asset to your business, a strategic asset, not just another platform that you need to post to. So, hey friend, welcome to Podcast First Marketing. I'm Allison Nitsch, and I'm here to help you turn your podcast into the most powerful marketing tool, one that can bring in email subscribers, clients, and sales without having to be everywhere. If you didn't know this already, this show is actually my second podcast. And when I started this show, I was very intentional about one thing. This podcast was going to lead my entire business. Everything else, email, social media, visibility, all the stuff that would support the podcast. Otherwise, it would just be competing with it. And when I made that shift, my marketing became, I'm not kidding, dramatically easier. I batch my episodes. I have weeks where I'm not even touching production at all. And when I do show up on social media, very rarely, it's because I want to. That's also why I shifted my work from podcast production into more of this strategy. I saw way too many business owners, very smart entrepreneurs, trying to juggle an Instagram strategy, a podcast strategy, a YouTube strategy. They're trying to do everything at once. And when you try to do too many things well, you're really only giving so much time to each one, and that's not helping anything work well, or not as well as you would, it should, or I guess I should say that it could be. The reason for this is you don't have one system holding it together. Now, I'm not talking about planning in Asana or ClickUp just to stay organized. I'm talking about having a whole structure for your podcast and episodes and your business as a whole. Like, it all works together. And what I've learned both for myself and for my clients is that when your podcast doesn't have a defined role in your business, it basically just becomes extra work for you. But when you do have that defined role, meaning it, you know what it's doing for you, everything else just gets lighter, easier, even simpler, I guess I should say. So let's talk about what is happening and why, I'm not going to say most, why many podcast episodes are not attracting clients. If you have not been getting clients from your podcast and you're thinking, it's not working for me, I'll just go back to Instagram or whatever, this is why. Many podcasters plan episodes one at a time. Or even if you're thinking, I plan a whole month of episodes at a time. But what I mean by this is you're planning each and every episode as its own individual episode. And I know that sounds crazy, so just stick with me here. But most of the time, you're probably thinking like, what should I be talking about this week? Or what sounds helpful? What feels relevant to what's going on right now? These are just lists of topics to talk about. And I know this because I did it. And I've had clients that do this. It's just giving you a long list of things like, what should I talk about, you know, this week? And of course, that does seem logical. I mean, 2 years ago, that's what I was teaching on my original podcast. I was teaching you how to come up with a list of ideas, and then you just talk about what you feel like talking about. I cringe now, and that's okay. That's okay, because I've learned what to do now. And this is also why, I think that's also why podcasts stay, like they stall out, or they take breaks, or they go on a hiatus they thought would only be for a few months, and then it ends up being years or much less forever. When every episode is treated the exact same, meaning another piece of content to publish, nothing is really guiding the listener forward. Each episode is like standing on its own. If your episodes can stand on their own, and they should be able to stand on their own. What I mean is your episode is just a topic about, let me give some examples. Let's just say that I am, okay, something related to fitness, because we all know this. Let's just say I'm a fitness expert. And one day I talk about, you know, all the exercises you can do in 20 minutes. And the next week I talk about macros. And the next week I talk about equipment. Those all stand alone. Now, the episodes I'm going to teach, or that I teach my clients, can stand alone, but they also build upon each other. However, if your podcast is meant to support your business, aka sell for you, not every episode should do the same job. They should not each stand alone. Your episodes should work together as basically like the system, not exist as, like I was saying, in isolated pieces of content, which are most likely random topics that you just need to talk about, which is fine. It keeps your podcast alive, but is that selling for you? Chances are you're probably not seeing the ROI you expected, right? So how can we shift this? How can we make it work for us? Well, we do this by giving the episodes roles, not just a specific topic or idea or something you just randomly thought of last week. The biggest shift I made, and the one that I help my clients make inside of my work, inside of my offers, is that we're not going to be asking ourselves anymore, what should this episode be about? I know you're thinking, what? I'm gonna kind of reframe this a second, and it's gonna make more sense. What we need to start asking is, what should this episode do? And I am gonna explain this in more depth in here in a second, because when episodes have roles, R-O-L-E-S, I don't know how that came out weird, or what I like to call them, I like to say they have jobs. Your podcast becomes like this system, and they all work together. Sort of similar to like a series. They build upon each other, but in the same, we'll just say it's in the same category. But there's no more wondering what you are going to be talking about, because you will already know. It's just literally plugging in the content. This is where the four episode types that I teach my clients and what I use personally come in, because they are used to structure how your podcast supports your business. And I'm going to go over these four episode types, and that will kind of make more sense as to how each episode has a job. And I want to be very clear, this episode is not teaching you how to build these episodes today. I want you to understand more of why they matter. So here's just a brief overview of these four episode types. You have perspective shift episodes, quick win episodes, objection buster episodes, and call to action episodes. And each type serve a different purpose, but together they help someone move through the system. So basically that perspective shift episode, that's hard to say, are like the challenges that your listeners are currently thinking. They basically position like your way is the more aligned path. The quick win episodes, they build confidence. They help your listener feel that momentum. The objection busters are, they're removing the hesitations. They answer the questions your listeners are thinking. And the call to action episodes, these connect everything back to your offer and your process, your framework. They're not really a pitch episode. They're more of, here's the next step. So why this changes everything? When I think of all of my episodes in these four episode types, when I focus on these four episodes, because these episode types work together. When they work together, something very important happens. Your podcast starts becoming this infrastructure. It's selling for you. It's moving your listeners to your offers, making them realize that what you have for is for them, and that will help solve whatever problem they're coming to you for. It stops being something that, or I guess I should say, it stops your podcast from just being something that you keep up with. I need to record an episode because I have a podcast. No, it allows you to know what you're talking about each week. And listeners don't really, with this method, I should say, listeners don't really feel sold to, because you are just guiding them along with your episodes to your offer. You are now intentionally designing this little journey so that they take the right up, so that the right episode lands at the right time for them. This is how podcasts generate clients. Even with smaller audiences, I have been told several times, I need to wait until my audience is bigger to start my podcast. You do not need a huge audience. It's about directing the ones you already have. And of course, we want to gain new listeners along the way, which I do help my clients do inside of my offers. But this is why I don't believe in random weekly episodes. When you have content planned out, or when I plan my content for myself and my clients, I use a structured system like this that makes sure that every episode has that clear job. It supports the bigger picture, which is your offers, getting clients, making sales, whatever it is you're aiming for. If you want a simple place to organize these ideas, once you think you've had this clarity, I do have a free podcast episode planner. It's designed to help you see your podcast episodes laid out. You can assign them a job. It's not teaching you this 4-episode strategy. I will say it's more of an organizer. But if you want to learn more about the 4-episode method and how to plan these episodes very strategically, that is what we do inside my 3-month episode plan. It's a 1-hour planning session where we basically plan out your next 12 episodes together. We're using this 4-episode method. You're not going to be wondering what to talk about each week. All you have to do is pull up the planner. You're getting the free planner in the episode planning session, but it's more robust. There's more to it. There's actually things on it that are not on the free version. But when you walk away from the planning session, you will know what you're talking about for the next 3 months and how to plan them strategically moving forward. And you will know that each one of those episodes has a job. We talk through why you're recording that type of episode, what you're doing with it, where it's leading to, how it's moving into the next episode, and so forth. I'm telling you, this is where the system clicks and podcast planning just gets easier. If this sounds of interest to you, if you want to make podcasting easier, if you want your episodes to lead to clients, you can find the link to both the free planner and the 3-month planning session linked below. They're all there for you. It explains a whole lot more in depth. But what I also want you to do is come back next week because I'm going to show you how you can get clarity on what to record next, without having to build this entire content calendar. I see so many, not so much anymore, but a lot of people used to say, I have this free content calendar. I have this, I have that. I'm going to help you create your own where it's a lot easier. So I promise you do not need more episodes. You need the system that helps you, that you can rely on to help you get those clients, that can help you make more sales, that can help you realize that why you started your podcast is the reason it's working. And I want to help you get there. So until next week, I hope you keep creating those episodes that move your listener one step closer to becoming your client, and we'll talk soon.